I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Before you get into this transits episode, this is your monthly reminder to go to the show notes and check out the Body Graph Chart software. I know you've heard us talk about this before, so I'll keep this very short and very sweet. But if you want to know the tool that we've used to bring in over 20,000 new leads and five figures in passive revenue into our business, then go check it out. It's amazing. Stop sending people away to other people's websites to get their human design chart. Instead, use this tool to put it on your own website. You won't regret it. And use the code Human Design Podcast, all lowercase, all together, Human Design Podcast, to get 50% off for a year. Okay, that's all from me, and enjoy the transits.
Hey, hey, and welcome everyone to today's episode. It is that time of the month. It is transits episode, which is super exciting, but fuck me. If you're anything like me right now, it's a freaking roller coaster. So I'm super, super excited to have Yvette with me today to talk about all the crazy ass stuff that's going on in the world. Welcome, Yvette.
Thank you for having me. Yes. There is a lot of crazy energy around right now. I completely concur. And in my non-emotional way, I am also being very emotionally affected by the energy.
It's definitely like, you know, this morning I was reflecting as I was literally walking back from the cafe to my car, sobbing in the street, didn't give a shit if anyone saw me. And I'm walking along and I'm thinking, like, having like reminiscent moments of when I was really like struggling, like when things were really tough. But the upside to that was that moment of like, oh my God, every single time, everything, I overcame everything, you know, more easily than I expected and faster than I expected. So I was just reminded of that in the moment. But I will say also, like, with my two mastermind classes, it's just been like tears aplenty this week. So enlighten us. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting because we've been through a period of a lot of emotional energy. However, we talked about this last month. The transit has been very much dominated by solar plexus gates all through February and probably half to two-thirds of the way through March. And I know we talked about, oh, it's going to be like this relief on the other side of that. We then come into some more like sacral and ajna and heart center, or heart center gates. And so our big kind of ambition for March was that, yeah, it might start off a bit wobbly, and that especially with the gate two in Jupiter, that there were some other themes going on that would potentially give us a more protective energy and maybe a more grounded ability to navigate our way through. What I've experienced, and you've hit the nail on the head, is with eclipse season rolling in the last week, that everybody in my world has not moved through emotions and out onto the other side, but we're still very much in that emotional energy, regardless of the human design chart. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, I think that is a super fair assumption. You know, it's often I don't feel a lot of the, you know, the full moons and the new moons and all of the celestial energies as much as other people. I just kind of don't. However, it is definitely within me because I'm seeing it everywhere. Mm. And it is very quickly followed by it's eclipse season, you know. So I definitely feel like people are aware of it and it is definitely having an impact this time.
Yeah. And you've actually just triggered me, not a trigger, but glimmered me. Let's call it a glimmer.
Giving you something to respond to.
Yes, absolutely. And that is, I freaking loved your podcast with Bruce Lipton. I think I'm going to go and listen to it again. I got so much out of it. And one of the things that you talked about, and it goes in line with you mentioning not being that affected by things like the new and full moon, is that there is this ability with more self-awareness and more consciousness to not feel things like the transits as much. And that had me really curious because I have this theory as well that the more open space you have in your chart, the more likely you are affected by external influences. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Like as you even started the sentence, I was completing it in my head and I'm like, yeah, I think because you take in, you know, the collective consciousness and the collective and the majority of humans on the planet, that they don't, that their consciousness is below 200. So, you know, the Mercury goes into retrograde or there's a big emotional full moon and there's the masses are feeling it. So we all feel it in our undefined centers. So, yeah, I would agree with that. I would say that for sure. And I think that that's why, or at least that leads into, you know, my whole theory around the undefined centers, where most human design teachers are all about, like, you need to protect them and take care of them. And I'm like, No. You actually just need to cleanse them out, clear that conditioning out, and then just allow them to be compassion and let it continue to move through you. Because it's when it sticks to you that you feel it, that you then attach it to your behavior or your identity. So, yeah, I think because I've got a lot of undefined centers and I'm very aware of what is my energy and what is not my energy. So I have an ability to let it keep moving through me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say that that's definitely spot on.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, one of the main ways that I got so into the transits and work with them so closely is it's almost this truth that the majority of people are affected by the transit.
Yes.
At an unconscious level. And so from a marketing perspective, it's a really massive cheat code. Like knowing what that background frequency is and how other people are moving, whether it's feeling or they're in a more intuitive place, whether they're overthinking, like that comes through in the transits at a collective level. And so understanding that really helps us market to the energy that's around. And quite often the way that plays out is having a look at the low frequency as well as the high frequency, or let's call it the shadow and the gift, because unfortunate truth is that we have negative bias. And as much as when we're in this work, we appreciate this work and we're doing, you know, our own self-exploration and we're understanding how to clear out the unresourceful behavior and not be as affected. The truth is most people are more negatively affected. This is what I find in my world. And it's such a relief for them to receive messaging that they're not alone and that if they're feeling a certain way, that there's a reason. And actually that there's an opportunity, which is to move into that higher frequency of that particular energy. But hearing you say, oh, I'm not so affected by the transits, I'm like, yeah, I completely see how that occurs. And yet as a marketer, it doesn't change the fact that the majority of people are not in that place.
Well, I think, you know, I love this because I actually thought there was something wrong with me. For the longest time, I thought there was something wrong with me. You know, like I would get on these transits with Jenny, and Jenny would be like, oh my God, I was so affected by da da da. And I'd be like,
no.
Like, and I honestly thought I was like, am I unconscious to something? And that's when I started to really experiment and dive deeper into it. And that's when I first saw the, and this is a number of years ago now, I first saw the Gaia Events thing that Bruce did. And I was like, okay, there's something in this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. I think that I'm definitely in the minority.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, the good news is for me, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm exactly
absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But I think you're right. I think that that's where the power of the work that you do, it's kind of like marketing with compassion, because you're marketing to people where they're at, you know,
like
as a business owner, that's really great because it helps us grow our business. But in the same breath, it also gives you the ability to talk to them with love and compassion in a way that they need to be spoken to at that time, because sometimes we need to kick up the butt, but sometimes we just need to be told it's going to be okay. So,
I
think that that's the real power of the transits, you know, like,
there's
so much power in there. And it is the majority. The majority are feeling everything.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that is true for me is I really do practice what I preach. So every 6 days, my marketing shifts to respond, you know, as a generator type, every gate that comes through the sun transit and Mercury to a degree, I'm responding to that, and it gives me such deep connection with the audience, because I will send an email and literally put a headline of, if you're feeling this way, then you're not alone. And I have to say, it is the content I put out that gets the most people literally coming into my DM or responding to an email saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's, you know, it's not going to affect everybody in the same way. So if you're listening to this episode and you're resonating with Emma, I would suggest that maybe you have less open space and you have more consistency. So you're, especially with the solar plexus, like if you're in your own feelings, and you're really attuned to that, I think you're less feeling the energy or the frequency of everybody else or even the planets. So there's that. Then there's the fact that you're more evolved as a human, potentially, that you've done this work and you are in your own energy more so. And then there are people like me with my almost reflector chart who I feel a bit smacked around by the transits.
Yeah.
Not every single week, but there's certainly like, oh, there it is.
And I feel like that's really common. You know, I do feel like that's common, that people who have a lot of openness do feel it a lot more. And, you know, I think the thing for me, just responding on my thing, because I've got an undefined spleen. So fear's been a really big player in my life, like a really big player. And way before human design, like I was really aware that I needed to address my relationship with fear. So, you know, I'm that person that will tend to push myself out of my comfort zone all the time because I need to be able to, you know, move through it instead of being trapped by other people's fear, you know, like, so I encourage everyone, go back to episode 95, go and do the exercise, the centers exercise that I have for everybody. It's free, whether you're defined or undefined, it's going to go through each center and help you work with them. But the other thing that I want to say on that, you know, as I was just reflecting and responding as you were speaking, I think the other piece for me that, because I'm really aware of right now, is like I just had this defining moment, turning point. This is what happens for me. Like I hit my big challenge, and we were meant to record yesterday, but I literally messaged Yvette to say, can't do it, don't have the space for it. So we're doing it today. So it's probably been less than 48 hours, and I, you know, was sobbing a number of hours ago, and I'm walking down the street. I get home and I'm like, okay, well, I need something to respond to. So that's a big thing that I've learned in my life, is that when I get to my lows, I can't think about it. I can't think it through. I can't focus mentally. I have to have something external to respond to.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, like, Taylor and I always pull cards, and it's crazy because the cards are always spot on.
Yeah.
And which is epic for me, because I was always like, I'm not really sure about that for so many years. And now I'm like, yep, because this MG needs so something accurate to respond to.
Yeah.
And then this morning I pull this card and I have this, you know, my 43 has her epiphany. And within moments, I'm like, right, I'm in, I'm up, I'm through the shower, and I can feel everything shifting. And then as you were speaking, I've just had, like, the other part of my epiphany is, oh, my God, it was as simple as it's my frequency. It was as simple as I was focusing on the things I used to focus on that kept me in the shadow expression of basically my entire design.
Yeah.
The moment that I had something external to respond to that brought me to that awareness, like, oh my God, I'm just focusing on the shadow.
If I choose
to focus on these higher expressions, like, and how many times do I say this a day, people? If I choose to focus on the higher expressions, then I can change everything. So I'm actually going to tell you guys, I'm going to actually share with you more specifics. So as I was sobbing and I'm walking down the road, I was feeling this overwhelming feeling of, why am I everybody else's knight in shining armor, and where the fuck is mine? And instantly I'm a child again, right? I'm like, oh my God, that's what I was looking for. So I get to this point that I'm like, okay, well, I just have to be my knight in shining armor. And I'm standing in front of the mirror, like, moments later, looking at myself going, I've got you. I've got you. And I just have this epiphany. I'm like, oh my God, the fucking universe has got me. I need to stop telling myself that I'm the only one that's got me. You know, my knight in shining armor, my king is the fucking universe, you know? And through this process, I'm like, oh my God. Now, the reason why I tell you this story is because I think so many people just assume that everyone gets to a certain level and they've worked it out. We fucking haven't worked it out. We're just willing to go there. And then when we get the download, the guidance, the thing to respond to, the evidence, the whatever it is, we take action on it. And I think that was the big epiphany for me, is that I was feeling this eclipse, bringing it back to the topic, because I was in my shadow, because I was focusing on poor me, being the victim, being powerless. And yeah, there's a lot of tough shit going on, but I'm not a fucking victim. And, you know, the thing that I wanted is I wanted someone to support me the way I'm supporting all of these other people. And then I had that awareness, oh my God, I am supported the way everyone else is supported, because I'm supported by the universe just as they are. They just believe it more than I believe it. So this is the thing. I just feel like it was an important story, because I know that a lot of people right now are feeling it. You know, they're really feeling like alone in the wilderness, and you're really not alone. We have, we are absolutely 100% supported by the universe in every single moment. And our frequency is the most important thing we need to address, the most important thing that we need to look after. And I think that is what we're talking about here. These transits are the way that we can consciously nurture, take care of, and, you know, raise our frequency.
Yeah. And if I could respond to you, you just brought this moment into my mind. So a couple of nights ago, I held a community meetup in my small area. And one of the incredible women that came along was someone I've met through you virtually. And I want to say her name on the podcast for a reason. I'll tell you why. Victoria Louise Hancock, who I'm pretty sure you've worked with in the past privately. And she has this, like, feeling, she manifested this, right? So she is thinking to herself, I'm so into manifestation, and I'd really love to meet Emma in person. And then she thought to herself, but I haven't even met Yvette in person, and Yvette lives just around the corner from me. And so she's thinking this at night, that she's manifesting meeting Emma or Bruce. She's like, I want to be like Emma, actually. I want to meet Bruce Lipton. I want to have the holistic psychologist on a podcast. She's thinking all of these things. And then she's like, I haven't even met Yvette yet. And she lives like 15 minutes away. And then the very next morning, she gets an invitation to meet me. Like the next morning. And she's like, Oh my God. But Victoria, Emma and I are so pleased to have you in our world. And I wanted to share this story.
Oh my God, so happy.
Because you've also just manifested being talked about on the Human Design podcast. There you go.
Yeah,
but the reason you triggered me as well was because it was a very, very vulnerable conversation. And we all really opened up. It's powerful. So I appreciate you being so open because it completely transforms others into knowing that it doesn't matter how far you've come in your journey, whether that's business, life, financial, that we're all very, very human. And I shared some things on Tuesday night that I wouldn't normally share, but it's a big part of who I am. And I think that I wanted to normalize for them, like, you're manifesting meeting me, which just blows my mind, like that someone would manifest that. But also, I'm just a broken human and this is my actual story. And so I think normalizing that it doesn't matter how far along you are, we're all working on the same things. We're all working on self-love. We're all working on self-trust. And it's not a healing journey with a destination. It is the journey of our lives.
Yeah. You're so spot on. And you are not broken. You're just human, by the way.
Yeah. Like,
we are all just human, you know? Yeah. And I love that. I'm like, I can't actually believe that I haven't met Victoria in person yet. Like, it's so weird. And you saying that makes me go, ooh, I think I want to do an in-person locals meetup thing. After doing this, the talking gig that I did on the speaking gig I did on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was so lit up. I was
on fire.
I loved it. I just want to do it all the time. Like,
yeah.
Sign me up. And then Grace, who organized it, and my entire team, they were like, you stood there for 2 hours answering questions. Like, people just queued up. And I'm like, yeah, isn't that what you do? Like, to actually meet people. And because we gave everyone a booklet and they had all this information about their chart and they would ask about their chart. And it just lit me up. So what do you think? You out there listening, what do you think? Do you think I should do a, I don't know, like Yvette's like celebrating in the background. She's like, yeah, do it. Come and hang out a night with Emma or something like that. I think I
should. How brilliant.
It.
Why don't you go on a bit of a road trip?
Yeah, I know. That would be fun. I think I'd really love to do that.
And you've already got, you've done it once now, so you've got everything ready to go.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Okay, shall we jump into some more?
These
yeah, we'll jump into some more specifics. So I won't labour March too much. I think we've all been there and felt that. And you're not alone if you have felt particularly vulnerable or emotional over the last few weeks, maybe a couple of months even. There was a lot of relief I felt in the human design community when we moved beyond the solar plexus gates, but the planets are doing their thing in wild and wonderful ways. And, you know, we're just moving into Mercury retrograde and therefore you can expect more things around communication to feel like they might be going backwards or you're having to rehash and go over things. So, you know, there's always different frequencies to appreciate and also to work with, as Emma said, to think about, well, how can I move shadow?
When's it start?
1st of April.
Okay.
Like days.
I feel like it just started yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyone who has the 10-20 channel, anyone who has the 10 or the 20, and anyone who has those in your circle, like of people around you, just be careful when you get in that aura, because I feel like that verbal gunslinger has been happening. I have a person in my family who has it and I'm like, what is coming out of my mouth? What is coming out of their mouth? So please be aware of it, especially if we're going into Mercury retrograde. Watch what you're saying.
Yeah. So the eclipse season is running from March 25 all the way through to April the 8th. So we've got a bit more time in there, as well as then Mercury going into retrograde and staying there for most of, I think it's all the way through April, actually. Some of the other planetary moves that are going on, I read this one and I'm like, no, I don't necessarily want this, but let's talk about this one. So Jupiter, which is our blessings, is moving from gate 2, which has a lot of manifestation power, Victoria, into, oh my goodness, we're right on that too. We're in that while she's manifesting, just saying. And then we're moving into gate 23 on the 8th, so gate of doubt. But we've talked about this one before. We can also kind of think about it from a curiosity perspective. So being curious with ourselves and others is going to be a big theme around blessings. I've said it around the wrong way. The 23 obviously is the gate of assimilation. So that's not that, – that's actually good. It's Saturn that's moving into gate 63.
Yeah, wow. Now I see. I feel like your sacral was a step ahead of yourself there. Like, yeah, like.
I'm all of, I'm like, oh my God, there's a 63.
Yeah. There it is in freaking Saturn. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, sorry. Got those ones around the wrong way. But yes, Jupiter, lovely assimilation. We like this. It's like, it's in the throat center. It's more of a recalibration type of energy.
And simplicity and the ability to. That I feel really good about that because I've got the 43 and it's my core talent. So
yeah,
it will help me articulate my genius if I just allow it to assimilate.
Exactly. I think that's perfect. Yes. And for little old me with no throat definition, I have this gate and it feels good to actually be leaning into this gift frequency as well. And then Saturn, of course, which is more of a like what potentially could we be challenged with or opportunity space is this gate of doubt moving into curiosity if we're in the higher frequency. So if you're feeling that that is a challenge for you in the coming month, as we've just explored, it's really important for you to consider that if it's showing up as low frequency, which is more in that space of doubt, how do you move yourself from doubt into curiosity? How do I make this better? What can I change up when I look at the data, for instance? Is there opportunities to optimize, for instance?
Yeah, or it's that being able to lean into the things that you can influence versus the things that you can't. I think
absolutely
doubt is a big mental player, remember, and the mental player exists between your ears. So what can you get curious about? What actions can you take? What can you shift and change? And everything that you can't, just let it go.
Absolutely. Love it. Apart from that, there's no major movement going on in the outer planets. The nodes have been 51 in the south. What am I calling it? South and north. South node. 51, North Node, 57. So we've had this energy around for a couple of months now, which means we are moving from, we have 51 coming up this month actually, but we are moving from this more shocking or let's call it disruptive style of waking others up into a more intuitive place, which I think is a consciousness thing in general. Yeah, and this is a theme for these few months. The 55 is not showing up in April, which doesn't mean we're not going to be very abundant of spirit, but it happens to be having a little rest from planetary activations this month.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's not showing up in the major placements.
Oh, right. So it's
or not or in any of else. Any of no, it's not in any of the the planets this month.
Yeah, wow.
Not the ones
taking
we look at.
Breather.
Yeah. It's hanging out elsewhere. It's off feeling lit up, overdoing its thing somewhere else.
Being all authentic elsewhere.
Yeah. So from a sun transit perspective, we are going to be moving from where we've been in the emotions, and there's, you know, we're letting go of that completely. And we are moving into the heart center with, I'll go through this one by one, but we're moving into the heart center where there are a couple of gates. We're also then moving into the sacral after that. We're not in a season of a type of energy is going to dominate from a center perspective in April. It's quite evolving, let's call it. So we've got the heart gates, we've got sacral gates, and we've got an Ajna gate at the end. So it's not like one consistent theme where we're saying, oh, it's going to be this big energy this month, for instance, or emotional energy. It's more shifting. It's gradually unfolding as the month does.
Mm-hmm. And so I just want to jump in. I reckon the other thing just to say is, like, having the will and the sacral, we've got motor energy. So what does that mean? It's going to be time of getting stuff done, you know, taking
absolutely
action. And, you know, maybe having that willpower that you need to get whatever it is across the line, or where you need to go, or to let go of something. So
cool. So the first gate that's going to show up is a heart center gate, and we did talk about it last month because it's kicking in a couple of days, and then we'll see us through for the best part of next week, which is gate 21. So we talked a lot about this being half of the money channel. It's known as the hunter or the huntress. I know you spoke about it a lot from a not abundance, but there's a lot of accountancy in this gate, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we're moving from there into gate 51. I actually love this gate. I really love this gate because, well, firstly, I think it's the genesis in a way of human design system is written from this energy, because this is Ra Uruhu's sun gate. And, you know, his big ambition, while sometimes the language is quite shocking, is to wake people up to this better, brighter, more unified, but also individualistic reality. And that's a beautiful ambition. And I think that is something for us to take away in this energy as well. It's like, what do you want to wake people up about? Because we all have that in us, right? Like, for me, it's having come from a corporate environment. It's like, that is so soul destroying for a lot of people. And it's not okay to stay in that comfort zone if it's killing you slowly, which it was for me. So, you know, I'm very, very motivated to have those conversations with people about choosing an aligned way to do work in the world and actually feeling more fulfilled. That's just my example of what that brings up for me. So I would say for others as well, there's always something, I think, that you feel is, if it's not your purpose or mission, it's like, what really matters? What don't you agree with that you really want to shake people on? And how can you do that in a gentle way that's encouraging, that has their highest good?
I love that. What's your remind me what your personality North Node is?
In the world of you can't make this stuff up, it's the 49.
Yeah, right.
You can feel it.
I'm sitting here thinking, I know, right? I'm sitting here thinking, well, mine's a 34, and the thing I want to wake up people to is to their own power, you know? Like, that's the thing that I want to wake people up to. So as you're speaking, I'm like, I bet it's a North Node.
Well, the 49 might as well be the gate of shock in the way that I'm so driven by this, you know? Like, there's got to be a better way to live and work. And I'm also the cross of wishes, which is very much this energy as well. You know, there's got to be a better way. No wonder I love the gate 51. And it's heart. I mean, I'm open in the heart, but I am such a heart-centered person.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's that whole, like, having the G center defined, you know, like everything comes from that
true
place of how can I experience more love, how can I give more love. So that makes sense.
Yeah, with my revolution of a better way to do things in the world.
Exactly.
All right. So that takes us through to around the 9th, 10th of April. Then we move from the heart into the sacral, and we have three sacral gates in a row. And it's interesting that when you said that, it's like, yes, that means we are into this work mode. But the other thing is mid-month, where also those gates are connected to the root center. So we go through the 42, which is connected to the root, and it is the gate of increase and growth. You know, even when you get deeper into it, even though it's about increase and growth, it's also about that moment of making sure everything is in place to go even further, which we know as entrepreneurs is such a part of growth. It's like it's not always go time. It's also how do I recalibrate, how do I get the everything in place so that there's exponential growth in the next phase.
Yeah, exactly.
So good time to be working on that mid-month. And then we move into gate three, my birthday, which is another sacral gate connected to the root. And even though I'm not defining the root, I am such a driven person, and I think that shows up. I have, you know, such a prominence and strength in the sacral in particular, and gate three, being born under that gate, it gives me a lot of ambition to get out of this chaos and difficulty and things feeling hard and make, well, I call it find alchemy in myself and in opportunity and be more focused on how do I innovate so that I ultimately get to have more fun and joy in my life. So that's our gate
three.
Yeah,
I love that. And, you know, the other thing, I reckon that driven piece, like as you were speaking, I'm like, it's so that line five of yours as well, you know, like so driven to have an impact. I mean,
I know. And, you know, I'm in my 50s. I'm at a place where I'm like, how do I start to turn that down a little bit? Because
I'm wonder if not you sure actually if I can. Can.
I'm not sure.
Because I know for me, like I have felt this need to have an impact and make a difference and leave the world a better place since I can remember, like being like 3 or 4 years old. So yeah, it only gets bigger for me. So yeah, I think you're a line five forever, baby.
Yeah. Well, look, every time I try and reset this a little bit and lean more into how do I have more freedom? How do I have more joy? Which is equally as important to me. A lot of resistance comes up, and you know, I appreciate that there's always going to be a more balanced approach for me, even if sometimes we've talked about this before, as generator types with line fives, working is one of our favorite addictions.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And when in doubt, when all things go, you know, belly up, work. You know?
Work. Why not?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Help people. Helping people is my favorite way in the world to feel fulfillment.
Same. It is so my, I don't know, like, you know, I'll often joke like, oh, I'm just eating my emotions right now. But, you know, the other thing for me is exactly that. It's like, well, how can I help people? Who needs me? Who needs help? Who needs support? All of a sudden I feel much better.
Oh, it's just like, boom, there's the shift right now. Let's go. Okay, so that's gate three, which is, well, I know it's the fifth. It's right at the end around my birthday on the 21st of April. It actually, this year, because this is, I'm finding this fascinating, this year because of the leap year, our birthdays are not on our normal line. So,
wow.
I don't know that makes any difference, but it's just interesting, right?
Yeah, that's fascinating. Now I want to know what my line was. So what's your line?
Well, I'm usually a line five on my birthday, but I'm a line six this year. So yours is probably, one further along as well.
Oh, so I'm a line six this year.
Well, no, I'm not. No, because you have the three. You're a line four. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Out in the community. And so then we're still in the sacral center, but from the 22nd we move into gate 27. This is a very different. I love this gate. Yeah. Oh, it's such a beautiful gate, isn't it? And it's in the spleen. So I think there's a real shift when we've come from the 42 and the 3 into the 27, regardless of the fact that they're all sacral gates. The 27 moves us into this more nurturing, intuitive energy. Fun fact, nearly every client, and you might be the same, that I've worked with who comes to me who has the word intuition in what they do, maybe they're psychic or they are channeling intuitive downloads and doing oracle cards, I always have this gate. I find it fascinating. Yeah, I'm always like, there it is. There it is. Yeah, I've just found it so often. And I just did a reading yesterday, and that was the case as well. I'm like, there she is again. I love that gate though. So this will be a very nurturing time.
What are those dates? Remind me of those dates.
22nd to the 27th.
Okay, good to know.
So as we come to the end of the month.
No, I am not. I am away on holiday.
Ooh, that's nice. Yay. Well, that's a beautiful nurturing thing for you to be doing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. And then we move from the sacral right at the end of the month, just the last couple of days, into the Ajna, into gate 24. We might talk about that more next month as we kind of encounter how that feels at the end. It's called the gate of rationalization. Let's go there a little bit. Like, I look at this gate as appreciating and being aware that there's always a roller coaster.
Yeah. I always look at this gate because I think this is the one that's got the shadow of addiction, yeah?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So I always think of this one as that, like, it's the when you are addicted to your thinking patterns, you know, that keeps you in fear.
Yeah.
But when you allow, like when you listen to the, you know, because, you know, with all the head and Ajna gates, that the whole thing is to step back and allow the information to process, the answers to pop in, the questions to come up. And I feel like this is the one that's like, if you try and force it, it's that addictive thinking pattern. You know, a lot of things like people who have anxiety and do depression and those sort of things, like that's an addictive thinking pattern.
Yeah.
But the 24 and its higher expression is like wisdom, you know, like it's bringing through the new way almost.
Yeah.
But the trick is to allow it to unfold as opposed to sticking with the thing that you're addicted to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's that, like, it is the ups and downs and being okay that when the downs show up that you can think differently, behave differently, and kind of recalibrate and move in a really positive way.
Yeah.
So that is the sun during April. Now, of course, with Mercury in retrograde, that really changes things up in the chart. And it's interesting looking at April because it's dominated by Mercury retrograde, that we're only going to have three different gates in Mercury, which is so polar opposite. Usually there's a different gate every two or three days. So these are the major themes for communication this month. And one of them is the most persistent. So we're going to be in gate three at the beginning, just till the 5th of April. Okay, so this is about turning chaos into innovation. It's about if things feel really hard, looking for ways to do it differently and better, and ultimately to find more joy in the process. So that can be a theme for conversations as well. It's like, how do we,
if this is already there.
Okay.
I sometimes say this, like, I feel like I'm already doing exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably in this process right now that sounds like it's been showing up in the last couple of days. Then we have gate 42, which we also spoke about earlier. That's staying through till the 14th. So that is, you know, the essence of growth. It's also about getting there and then seeing the opportunity to go bigger, further.
Yeah. And I also think it's a big one for ending cycles, you know? It's kind of like letting go of the thing that no longer.
Absolutely. Is serving you. Yeah. And finding a new, better way that is going to expand you into bigger, better possibility. That's the kind of growth we're talking about. And then One more gate, I said. We're going to be, interestingly, in gate 51 from the 15th to the 30th of April. I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's like going through it and then going back out of it again. I think having awareness that this is a really dominant theme this month, this gate 51 is not only showing up in the Sun transit, but it's going to be in Mercury for such a long period of time. And that might lead to some more shocking conversations. It could lead to you wanting to speak your mind more about what you really believe in and wanting to wake people up to your way of seeing things. That also means people might be more receptive to that as well, because we're all sharing in this frequency to different degrees. But, you know, this is going to be in everybody's field. When we're looking at your transit chart, we're all going to be turned on in gate 51 for the majority of the month, whether it's in your sacral or in Mercury.
And that it's you know, like it's happening or a lot through Mercury. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So the choice, I suppose, that I think it's like that choice to be conscious of this powerful time of communication, because it's going to be impactful.
Yeah.
And use it exactly that to wake self and others up, as opposed to, you know.
Yeah. So from a marketing perspective, this is a really good time to speak about your point of view, even if it's an unpopular point of view, and speak with a lot of heart for what's important to you in the world. And I think you're going to find that people are very receptive to that style of content, thinking, conversation.
I love that. I love that.
So that's something I would take away to really have a think about, and the way you're communicating as we move through this month. And that's a wrap.
That is freaking awesome. It's interesting, isn't it? Like, so April, we're going into the word that just popped in is like a more stable month.
We're also going to come into Taurus, which I think, I mean, we're going to be in Aries, but the Taurine coming through is that very grounded energy as well.
Yeah, which I feel like we are all in need of at the moment.
Give me some balance, please.
I'll take it.
For sure.
Well, that was so awesome. Thank you so much, Yvette. I feel like you were on fire today. So thank you for bringing all of your wisdom and that freaking brilliant laugh of yours. And to everyone out there, I hear you, I see you, I feel you, I get it. I know it's a lot.
Life is a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? You got you. We got you. The universe has got you. And I think it's that, you know, that epiphany that I had this morning just before I got in here, like, we are so conditioned in this world, as in the personal and spiritual development world, to be like, you've got this, you know, like you are your own hero, like all of that. And this epiphany, like I've just had, is that I've conditioned myself so much to be that person that it's like I've almost squeezed the universe out a little bit, because it's like, well, it's got to be me. I've got to be my own hero.
Yeah.
So this for you out there, I want everyone to officially hire the universe as your knight in shining armor, as your hero, as whatever it is, and just move into that different frequency where you feel so deeply supported. And remember to look for the evidence every single day so that you can create miracles. The universe will just show up for you if you get, you know, once you get your frequency to that matching frequency. So that is what I'm going to be working on.
I freaking love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my personal mentor over the last few minutes. Along with everybody else. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening. I am so grateful that you've been here with us, and I trust you got what you needed from today's episode, and I look forward to having you on the next one. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.